Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at winskybrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice. .com.
Welcome back, Inside the Huddle. Sponsored by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. We're in quarter number three, and that's the big quarter, and we're bringing in the Carroll Cougars head coach, Coach Brady Wiles. Coach, thanks for tuning in today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you're coming down the home stretch, and you're just, you know, you've... You've played a tremendous schedule this year. Your three losses were all schools a lot bigger than you, McCutcheon, team up north and Western, and while that ball game you got an even score back. And then you come down the home stretch and you play a really, really good Caston team. Their only second loss was to you guys, and you beat them on Wednesday 45-31. And then Thursday you turn right around, you play Lafayette, Jeff at Lafayette, and throttle on them. So you, your schedule has gotten you prepared pretty well for the Delphi sectional.
Yes, I would agree with that. You know, it was our focus in the off season to pick up a couple really good teams to add to our schedule. You know, it was important for us to do that. Just to, you know, prepare ourselves for sectionals and, you know, set our sights on the postseason play. So that was our goal, and, you know, we tackled that and had three losses because of a tough schedule, but, you know, I'd much rather prepare ourselves and be ready to go.
Sitting in the bye chair on Friday waiting for Lafayette Catholic and, gosh, I can't remember who they played because you figure that Catholic is going to be lining up with you on Friday. Are you okay with that? I mean, I guess you got to be because that's what it is.
Oh, that's for sure. We don't have a choice at this point. I mean, you know, to be honest, we probably want to be playing on Tuesday night, but got a good week of sectional practices ready to go, and being a senior-led team, those things don't factor in as much as previous. So we're excited, and we're ready for Friday night.
So your last game of the year last year was against Central Catholic in the sectionals over at Lafayette Catholic, and now the potential of playing them again in game one of the Delphi sectional. Do the girls, like, you are they ready to roll against them if you get to play them because of last year and how that went?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a team that we're all familiar with. From last year when they beat us, we knew at the end of the day we'd have to go through them to win the sectional championship. So, you know, count out Delphi on their home floor, but, you know, the two favorites would definitely be us and Central Catholic. So, you know, it's something we've prepared for all year. You know, we've went and watched them play live, I think, four times now. They know us. We know them. It should be a fun matchup.
Man, I'm trying to throttle through all my paperwork I got here. Let's talk about the gals. Of course, we're going to start off with Allie Harness, and I'm sure she's just stomping at the bits to get started in this tournament and make a long run.
For sure. You know, Allie, we talked last time, she's now 32nd in the state in the history of girls basketball. So you sit and think about that for a second, all the of girls that played Indiana high school basketball, and for her to be 32nd scoring, that speaks for itself. And
and is pretty cool. So every time you click on John Harrell and see her name up there, it's a pretty neat deal.
Yeah, you know, I pull up John Harrell every week, and to see her picture on the front page says a lot for her and her accomplishments, and a great person. She's not just a basketball player. She's a great person, comes from an outstanding family, and that's got to be a big factor. Let's talk a little bit about Julian Saltz, and let's go down the line, Madison Wagner, Lanny Johnson.
I mean, obviously, when you compare Madison with Allie, you know, you have two of the better guards in the area. You know, Madison, the defense doesn't get talked about a ton, but, you know, Madison, our better defenders, one of our better rebounders, handles the ball. She does everything. So, and people talk about Carol and haven't watched us play. You know, I always tell them, two college athletes at the guard position, and you know, you can win a lot of games in 2A. So, we're excited. Jillian Saltz's session, you know, I mentioned previous year, she was a JV starter at the beginning of the year. Lanny Johnson went down, and it forced Jillian to go on, you know, play varsity. At the end of last year, she was a, you know, the varsity starter in the sectional run. So, I'd be, you know, more happy with her development and where she's at. You know, she truly is a difference maker. You know, if you look at the second half of this season, she's, you know, averaging 8-9 points a game. So, you know, she's a good player that'll be a difference maker.
So you go.
You mentioned Lane.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Coach. I'm sorry.
You mentioned Lanny Johnson. You know, it's obviously great to have her back. She didn't play in the Central Catholic game last year. So if you look at the two teams from last year, basically return our entire team. We add Lanny, and then, you know, they lose. They lost two of their four best players. So should make us feel and ready to go. But good team.
We're speaking with Coach Brady Wiles of the Lady Cougars of Carroll. And Coach, you know, it seems like you got off to kind of a slow start, and I say that winning. But then, you know, you played your 4A school, you played Western 3A school, back-to-back losses, which might have been the first time in a very long, long time. And then things started to change. What was the change that occurred that started putting everything together, and these girls coming down the home stretch just beating the tar out of all of them.
You know, we did start out slow, but you know, you look at some of the 5-0 and against Clinton Central. So Clinton's a good team, and Clinton Central obviously has one loss. So for us, you know, for us to get that win and not be playing well, pretty good thing. So even though we weren't playing well, 5-0, like I said, the two place teams in the conference play North Ridge, in the state, beat the brakes off of us, the reset button, started focusing on defense and simplifying things. And we had a stretch of you know, 500 teams that got our confidence going, and from there. So we're at, and, you know, obviously cast in team right before sectionals, we just have to carry the momentum.
Coach, I don't remember if you played at Delphi or if Delphi came to your house, but do you get to go there to practice today?
We're actually on our way there now. We came to Carroll this year and sectional practice here in a bit.
Anything special today? I mean, does it become a kind of a full-day process, or is it just, hey, game on, boys and girls, we're going over there and getting ready for a tournament?
Honest, it's a business trip. We don't want to feel like we did last year, so we're taking a mini bus over to Delphi, and then we'll go home, get rested up. This week we're going to focus on us, and then we'll start prepping for Central Catholic. And if Seager ups that some, we'll start prepping for Seager. So, you know, it's about us. It's about focusing on what we need to do better, and focusing on our tweaking our weaknesses, and making sure we're ready to go ourselves.
Coach, I know you don't like looking ahead, but let's talk a little bit about regional, only because the regional redraws when after the winners of the sectional play. Can you talk a little bit about that and what the potential could be for Cougars and where they may play or if they should win?
Of our sectional, winner of Fort Wayne Lures, Whitco. Fort Wayne Lures is a heavy favorite out of that sectional. So, you know, we don't know where the host site is this year. They changed that up a little bit with their process. But, you know, whether it's or out of our sectional, it'll likely be a matchup against Fort Wayne Lures. So, team that we're fairly familiar with. So, if playing them weekend, there is some familiarity there and be a good game.
So, Don and Carl are hoping that your draw pulls you into the same area as the Bulldogs, as maybe we could get back-to-back ball games. I don't know if that will occur because it's only a one-game regional, right?
It's a one-game regional. Hosting sites and open, but it'd probably be a stretch, but about to happen.
Well, Coach, best of luck. We're heading to Attica for the tournament. Our hearts will be with you guys, and hopefully you'll have a good run here and get that first win against Catholic.
Hudson.
All right, we've been speaking with Coach Brady Wiles of the Lady Cougars. Fourth quarter coming around the corner. Kale Morris of the Lady Gophers on deck. So stay tuned, and we're going to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling, too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfurt or online at WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
Welcome back inside the huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, sponsor Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. We're in the fourth quarter, but don't go anywhere. We're playing overtime today as Mr. Coach Crawford or the Lady Hot Dogs will be coming in at 10 o'clock. But right now, we have the head coach of the Lady Gophers, Kale Morris. Kale, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Don.
Hey, you're on a winning streak, baby. I'm telling you, you got your team back. They're all healthy, and you've won your last three ball games against some pretty good teams, Eastern Frontier and Frankfurt.
Yeah, we're starting to click a little bit. I mean, it's always good to have some motivation and, you know, some good play heading into sectionals, so I'm glad we're where we're at. But we got a few things we can improve on, especially heading into Tuesday, getting ready for that game.
So do you get to go to Delphi to practice today, or did you play over there?
We played there in December, so we already practiced this morning.
I'm just telling you, I kind of don't get understand why you don't get to go, even though you play there. What kind of advantage do you get just because you played there maybe twice?
I don't know. I don't make the rules, but it's all right. I mean, we'll just stick to our normal routine for normal games and go from there.
All right. wasn't a season that you really enjoyed going 6-16, 2-6 in the conference, but you had some injuries that you had to deal with, and then you had to start plugging kids in that not played varsity before, right?
Yep, we had a stretch there about 6-7 games in a row where we weren't healthy. We had some kids playing some new roles, so I mean they got some good experience, which helps make our depth a little bit better. But it's definitely good to have your starting rotation back, just so everyone's a little bit more comfortable with their roles, and it's been going well the last few games.
Yeah, I could tell that when you were at Eastern last Saturday. It looked like the gals were settling in and the Wilson's girls back playing their normal game.
Yeah, I think the big thing is just that comfortability. Some of them have been playing together for so long, and you use that person that you're used to being out on the court with, it just gets a little different sometimes. So I think that feeling's starting to finally creep back in, and I like where we're at, especially heading into Tuesday.
Yeah, you play Covington, right, on Tuesday, game two?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, so you got to feel really, really good at really where you are. I mean, you're coming in the tournament, and everybody's going, check those guys out. And I think that you're sitting in a perfect seat to do a lot of damage in that tournament.
Yeah, I mean, there's no easy game. I mean, our side's going to be competitive just as much as that other side. So we just got to make sure that we show up and play the best we can. So, I mean, limiting turnovers, getting stops defensively is kind of our bread and butter. So if we can, control the tempo of the game a little bit, hit some open shots, steal a few buckets in transition, I like our chances, especially getting through Tuesday and, having a rematch with Delphi on Friday. So, you can't look past any game in section. Everyone's 0-0, looking to give everything they have every single night. So we got to show up with that same mentality.
In the Eastern ball game last Saturday, game that Carl and I covered, the thing that I noticed the most is, Emma Nash has probably had a pretty difficult year, but boy, I tell you what, she played really, really well at Eastern, and she's starting to play like the Emma Nash we always knew.
Yeah, a lot of times people don't notice the small things that she's doing out on the court and that some of our other players are doing. It doesn't have to be flashy in the box score after the game. Like getting rebounds, playing good defensively, being in the right spot on help side, those things kind of go unnoticed on the stat sheet. But, it's a big part of our identity is, being that help side defender is just as important as being the girl who can knock down a three. So she does a lot of invaluable things on the court to help us win.
Let's talk a little bit about the freshman, Taylor Morgan. Carl really, really likes her and her capabilities. Talk a little bit about Taylor.
She's definitely a good player. She's starting to learn more and get more comfortable with the varsity level. And, every freshman's going to have their moments where it's like, yeah, they're still a freshman. But, I think she's come a long way from those first few games early in the year. So, just keeping her confidence up. And, I think the more the game feels like it's slowing down for her, the better she plays. It's just when she kind of gets a little sped up, which, sectionals is probably a good time where you're going to see a couple freshman moments just because it's new and there's more pressure in the situation. But I think after her first couple minutes in the game, she'll find a way to get comfortable.
So talk a little bit also about Abby Swan. I know she's kind of had a difficult season, new position, got injured. But, what says a lot for your basketball team is the gals that were coming back were still getting their legs, basketball legs, put together, and you're on a three-game winning streak.
Yeah, I mean, Abby's a fantastic kid, and, she's awesome to have on the court. She's another player, like, she could score 20 points or she could get 15 rebounds. I mean, or it could happen both on the same night. So she's always in the right spot. She's always pushing her teammates, and she's one of the biggest competitors we have in the school. So, I mean, having her on the court and healthy is definitely a big advantage for us.
Haven Wilson, I always think of her as maybe the enforcer. I think I've got the right Wilson in line. And it was good to have her back out on the floor also.
Yeah, she's definitely our loudest and most talkative player, you know, trying to get teammates motivated and, you know, talking the most on defense. So, you know, when we lost her, things got a little quiet because people weren't used to not having that voice in the background. But now that she's, you know, as healthy as she can be at this point, she's been doing a great job of, you know, talking with teammates and getting everyone ready. So I'm looking forward to having everyone on the court again.
Sectional goes Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. Kind of the Friday, Saturday is kind of a normal process anymore with the conference games that you play with the guys. And does that kind of mess up the week a little bit, being the fact that you got a ball game on Tuesday?
No, I mean, I'm happy we have one on Tuesday. I last year when we had the sectionals, we had 10 days off before we played a game, so it was just a long week of practice that the kids aren't even used to. I mean, you look at a girls basketball season, we're playing Tuesday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Saturday most of the year, so I think they kind of need that same feeling going into it. So I'm happy we got a game Tuesday, get our feet wet, and you know, as long as everything goes as planned, we'll be ready to roll on Friday as well.
You know, I really get a kind of a chuckle out of, you know, coaches, because they'll say, we're playing in the toughest sectional in the state of Indiana. But when you look at all the sectionals, they're probably all pretty good. And this one at Delphi is no exception either. A lot of teams that you have played, you've played Carroll, you've played Rossville, you played Delphi. I know, did you play Covington in the regular season that you're playing first game Tuesday?
No, we did not.
So what do you know about Covington and your preparation for them?
They've played some like opponents with us. They play Speaker. They play some of those teams out that direction. So, I mean, we can see how they did against those teams, how they adjusted, and you can make a plan going from there, but can't give away too many secrets.
No, I understand. Totally understand that. Totally understand that. Okay, anything special for the week this year with the girls being in the tournament? Because back in the day, I don't know, back in your day, I know back in my day, the hallways got decorated and all kinds of activities going all week long. Does that go differently nowadays?
No, I mean, this week was pretty packed. I mean, you got the boys' homecoming tonight, so, you know, it just adds more to it that you got girls' sectional, boys' homecoming. So there's kind of a lot of excitement going through the school on, you know, both teams being able to go out and compete. So, on my end, I try and keep it as similar to the regular season I can. It's just not to stress anyone out or, you know, make it feel different. I mean, you want to try and stay in the same routine and make it a smooth transition as you can.
So, Coach, will you? I know you'll go over. You're gonna scout the upper teams, because when you get to the ball game on Saturday, you're going to be playing one of them. You like to draw as far as all those teams playing each other, Catholic, Carroll. You don't have to play all of them. You just got to play one of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, we still got to, if we want to get to that championship, we still got to win three games, you know. And in my opinion, it doesn't matter who you're playing game one or game three. You know you're going to get that team's best when they show up. So, you know, I'm going to take it one game at a time. You know, we'll have a system set up to where we're prepared, you know, however the tournament plays out. But, I got to make sure my focus is with the team and with the current game. And, you know, I got some assistants that can help get some ideas for the games potentially in the future. But I like to just keep it simple and go one game at a time to make sure I'm all bought in for that game we're showing up to that night.
Well, Coach, I'm telling you what, this is the exciting time of the year. You play hard to get here, one and done. And like I say, I think the Gophers are sitting really in a pretty good slot right now, with probably folks thinking they're not the regular Clinton Prairie basketball team, but they have no idea what they're about to embark upon.
Yeah, I'm just as excited as you are. And, you know, I hope the girls are just as ready come Tuesday night.
All right. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you calling in today. Have a good practice and good luck on Tuesday, and hopefully get to that Friday semifinal round.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, we are talking with Kale Morris of the Lady Gophers. Coming up next, we got a little bit of action with the Lady Hot Dogs and Coach Crawford as they had a big win last night against Crawfordsville. Come on back for overtime. Susan Casper Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County, they're our sponsors. Matt Crawford up next.
Winners never quit. And that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
If you're from Clinton County, you probably already know about Winski Brothers' incredible customer service. But Winski's is also eager to serve Lebanon, Tipton, Lafayette, and beyond. Winski Brothers offers industrial hauling and waste removal, roll-offs, and new and used steel sales. And with Winski's recent improvements, dropping off metal for recycling is easier than ever and puts more dollars back in your wallet. Winski Brothers, the easy solution for industrial waste removal and metal recycling. Visit WinskiBrothers.com or find them on Facebook.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Welcome back inside the huddle. Overtime as we're waiting for Coach Crawford to call in. A big win for the Lady Hot Dogs last night at Crawfordsville. They beat the girls 43-31. They actually had about a 20-point lead in that ball game, Isaac, and that's something that is kind of not normal for the Lady Hot Dogs, but they handled themselves very well. There he comes. Good coach. Thanks for calling in. I want to talk to him about that when he gets plugged in here and I was just so happy and so excited for the gals last night. I think that ball game meant a lot. All right, Coach.